This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Drones are transforming the world as we know, and even arts and entertainment. Performing alongside artists as diverse as Metallica, Drake, and Cirque du Soleil. We're talking drones here. And thanks to a pilot program, which is called Drone Designers, some students in the Wood River Valley have been learning more about STEM by learning to code and choreograph live drone performances. School is so much cooler now than it was when I was growing up. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is Erica Leibel. She is a curriculum designer at Boise-based PCS Adventures, which is a STEM education company. And then joining us on the phone are Melanie Schrader. She's a teacher at Wood River Middle School who helped oversee the program. And Freya Colville. She is a seventh grade student who participated in the program. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
So, Eric, I want to start with you. Just very quickly, tell us about your company, PCS, and I should say Edventures, kind of like education and adventure put together.
Exactly. Well, it's a pleasure to get to work with them. I am a certified teacher, and they asked me to come and work for them. And it was exciting because I actually attended their after-school and summer programs when they offered that in Boise, just behind the Discovery Center. But they've been around since the 1980s and have really been a leader in STEM and STEAM education, you know, before it was as popular as a buzzword as it is now. But they really specialize in these hands-on educational kits that have been developed by teachers for teachers, whether they're in a classroom setting or after school and summer programs. So it's basically we do all of the legwork for the educators, and they have something successful that they can implement right away.
So you created and came up with the idea for the Drone Designers program. So, I mean, I gave a very quick summary of what it is, but this really is working with drones to learn more about STEM education.
Exactly. So with this particular program, we actually wanted to go for more of a STEAM approach. So for those of you that may not be familiar with that, you know, STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So it was my pleasure kind of coming from the arts and humanities and even foreign language to get to integrate the kind of the A in STEAM mm-hmm. in a very meaningful way. So with this program, we actually also got to partner with the Sun Valley Center for the Arts and a senior former member of the Americans for the Arts to really meaningfully integrate the arts into this program. But like you mentioned, there's kind of this new genre in the arts and entertainment to include drones kind of unexpectedly. And I really loved you know, my team at PCS, they said, okay, design a program around STEAM and this particular free app called Drone Blocks. And they just let me run with it as I wanted to. But I was really inspired as I was looking around online, kind of looking for these, you know, interesting threads to follow. And I actually saw a video that was created in collaboration with Cirque du Soleil and Verity Studios, this very innovative company out of Zurich, Switzerland. And all of these kind of online videos and concert tours, all of these collaborations that were most interesting to myself and to my coworkers, we realized that it was this company, Verity Studios, that was behind that. So to get to the grain here, we wanted to mirror the production process that this company goes through. And so students, this is a great form, very methodically arranged to get students to take on the real life roles of these production team members. So students get to learn how to design drone costumes. I know that
sounds insane.
No,
this is great.
But, and we actually got to correspond with members of the actual production team that had worked on this collaboration with Cirque du Soleil or these concert tours with Celine Dion, Metallica, Drake, etc.
You know, just those folks, right? And these kids get this opportunity.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe this has become my real life.
Right. I know, right? So, Melanie and Freya, I want to bring the two of you into the conversation. And, Melanie, you are the teacher who was overseeing this pilot program. What did you think when you were approached about this program? Like, hey, we've got this great idea. We want, you know, your students to learn about drones and drone design, because this is what they do, you know, in concerts.
That's not exactly how it's Erica and I are good friends because she's a teacher in my school district and at my school. And we became good friends, and she was telling me about this curriculum that she designed and how she needs to find a teacher to pilot it with. I'm like, perfect. We have to put on a dance at my school. The kids will do a drone performance for it. You can pilot it with me. So when she was describing it, I was intrigued by it. And I don't think Erica was like thinking I would pilot it at all when she was telling me about it. She was just telling me about the work she was doing as one friend to another. But I was just like, that sounds like a cool thing that my leadership students could do. Yeah. And the classes I teach fall under the technology umbrella at our school. So I thought that was a great way to bring some really hands-on, unique technology into that particular class that I teach.
And then, Freya, you're in seventh grade and you're part of this leadership program. What did you learn during the Drone Designers program?
Well, during the Drone Designers program, we learned about costuming drones, and especially about how they perform in performances, but we also learned how to code them and how to get a performance out of them at our school dance.
So did you have some challenge? Did you face any challenges doing this, or was it a pretty smooth ride?
We definitely had some challenges, drones not following instructions, drones dying, drones costumes getting shredded.
So then what did you do? I mean, because you had to put this, part of this curriculum was that you would do, you know, a drone performance at the dance. So how are you able to overcome a dying drone, or a drone's just not, you know, listening or paying attention, basically?
Well, we had some experiments where we tested how much weight the drones could hold so we could know how heavy the costume could be, and also tested different kinds of costumes to see what would get shredded and what would not.
So I know that this was part of school. I mean, this is schoolwork. And but did it feel like schoolwork? Because this sounds pretty cool.
For me, it was schoolwork, because I've also been in a robotics club, which I feel like is pretty similar. We have a 3D printer at school, pretty integrated with technology.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of this whole project, Freya?
I liked the control of how I could make a piece of technology do something I wanted.
We're speaking with Erica Leibel. She's a curriculum designer at Boise-based PC Adventures. This is a STEM education company, as well as Melanie Schrader. She's a teacher at Wood River Middle School, and Freya Colville, a seventh grade student at Wood River Middle School. They all participated in a pilot program called Drone Designers. So Melanie, for you, how do you apply what the kids learned in this pilot program to future learning?
The program was really heavily focused on being closely tied with disciplinary literacy, which is a big emphasis in education, in which you have students not just learn about a subject area, but become immersed in the subject area and approaching problems and tasks the way a scientist would or an engineer would, and have to use the language of the discipline, but also practice the approaches of the discipline. And I really loved how the curriculum brought in the actual experts to show the kids, here are jobs that people are actually doing connected to this curriculum we're doing. And I think it tied it really well to your education means something and you're going to do something with it. And I actually have been working on improving the disciplinary literacy in my classes, And I actually used that principle with a current project I'm doing, in which an engineering project some students were working on last semester didn't get finished, and they have to hand that project off to my new class of students, mm-hmm. which is a very common thing that happens in the real world. So yesterday I introduced all my students to like each of the different projects, and then today they had to do a resume to apply for a job.
Wow.
And it was obviously a simplified resume because they're seventh grade students.
Well, because they're seventh graders, right? But still.
Yeah. But I wrote job descriptions that need to be done for each of these cities for this competition the students are doing. And then the students have to identify their skills and how they match with the jobs and what they want to do and apply for the job. And the way I have the students team and have specific responsibilities is also being influenced by the curriculum that I did with piloting the drone designers curriculum.
And Erica, for you, I mean, having been an educator and been a teacher, and then you're doing this, this is such a different way of learning than how we all learned in school.
Exactly. Well, I was so happy to get to partner with Melanie because in the first place, she's someone that, you know, I've always admired as an educator and is willing to take these risks and implement learning in new ways. So I'm so glad that she brought up these different production team roles because that was included in the curriculum very thoughtfully. And so each day students are getting a look at, you know, what does a creative director or project manager do, and they get to shadow their processes. How does a drone choreographer work? How does a drone costume designer work from day to day? And luckily, we had real-life artifacts. We had video and photos and information from these figures themselves, corresponding with me. And we could share these directly with the students. And we followed what's called the iterative design process or the engineering design process. And the students, with going through this exact process and facing these real-life challenges, as Freya mentioned, I really admire just the grit and persistence that they demonstrated mm-hmm. through going through this process, which is very much like real life. You're not going to attempt a project and have it be perfect. You face obstacles, but I am so proud of these students and Melanie for, you know, they took their time. They were able to step back and see, how can I troubleshoot this? How can I overcome, you know, the drone not responding to mm-hmm. this? Oh, I think it's not responding because there's too much weight.
Yeah, so we have to figure that out.
Yes. So they were so proactive. And with taking on these production team roles, it was amazing to see that, you know, in the first half of the program, it's kind of front loading and giving them these skills and guiding them. But by the time we got, you know, to the midway point, they were so ready and excited to take the reins and lead this project themselves. So they were able to choose a piece of music, mm-hmm. choreograph, like, find a kind of key motions to translate from the page, you know, listening to music, interpreting that with line and color, and then getting to translate that to how they want the drone to move and how that should be coded using drone blocks. So for me, you know, I was so pleased to see something that is just an idea in my mind really come to life and see students embrace this. And I really have to commend Freya and Melanie and the rest of the class, because they could have done something that was kind of the baseline, you know, just have individual groups work and choreograph the drones to move to mm-hmm. music, or, you know, design a costume that would go with that. But instead, they went the most difficult route possible, and they choreographed six drones to fly in sync.
At the school dance.
At the school dance.
And
in costume. I was incredibly proud of them because unlike these professional systems, like with Verity Studios, these drones don't have GPS built in and cannot tell where the drones are in space from one another. So these students chose the most difficult route and were still successful. So we're very proud of them.
And we need to let you go, but I quickly wanted to mention that this will now go one step farther becoming some curriculum for teachers?
Yes. Through PCS Adventures, these are products that teachers, school districts, after school programs can purchase. We're currently doing a giveaway. If you go to edventures.com, teachers can sign up for our giveaway to receive the full curriculum and equipment. But even kind of bigger news is that the Idaho STEM Action Center, one of our very close partners, they are offering a summer professional development program for teachers statewide to get this curriculum, the equipment, and training. So if they have participated in prior drone institutes in the summer, it's available for them to apply to and participate and take back to their own districts.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been talking with Erica Leibel, a curriculum designer at Boise-based PCS Adventures, which is a STEM education company, Melanie Schrader, a teacher at Wood River Middle School, and seventh grader Freya Colville. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
This is Idaho Matters.